That's all I want.
We are on Perikop Dalet in Sefer Orcus Yosher. So if you want to follow the PDF, follow the PDF. If you want to listen, you listen.
No way, actually,
It's a very short Perikop.
now you're endorsing phones.
Sure, you're going to use it for the PDF. Not laptop and whatnot.
What page is on?
I really don't know. You'll have to find it. It's Perikop Dalet. It's Perikop 24. Of Dalet, and it's Ost Sadi, which he has. It goes by the Aleph base. It's not. Sometimes he has multiple osios, so there may be, a letter that appears several times because he feels it's important to discuss a
Is
certain
it?
topic. Let's sneeze.
See, it's something I struggle with.
Yeah, it's going to be a little bit more focused on women,
Oh.
but
Yeah, we're men now, so.
no, that's no. We need the parents.
Well, but Dell, how about Dell? Is it not?
Paid, that's paid. We need Perek.
Oh, sorry.
We're
By the way, by
well,
Yeshiva.
we're like, going through the safer over here towards the end already. Getting towards the end. That's, I went too far.
You know what's my moment support for this week?
Yeah.
Last week. A lot of stuff. The one, the, like, as in yesterday's project?
Yeah, by Yishlach.
Were you laying it?
No.
I don't know, actually. I don't know. I just did.
Hey, Ayan. Ayan.
By
Almost
Yishlach, you
there.
have
Sneaks.
parents. All right.
Okay. It
New.
says like this.
Who are this? So, time?
Chaim Kanievsky. Zecher tzaddik v'kadosh levracha chayalim abo.
Actually, I knew that. I'll tell you why. When I was picking shir, I listened to your shir and why you throw him.
Oh,
Yeah,
really?
man, yeah.
Ah, how do you like
Whoa, that's
that?
awesome.
He listened to me quote Ruchaim and said he wanted to come to my shir because I was quoting Ruchaim, which makes sense. I
No,
would want
but
to go to Ruchaim's shir also. Okay, a little hakdama to this whole topic over here. Tznias is obviously a big topic. It's a very, very difficult topic for women. So I know from experience, one time I tried to speak about tznias, in my shul, and there was a lot of pushback. It's
What
a
do you hear?
challenge. It's a challenge, and one of the biggest challenges is that it's a big challenge, and not everybody is doing the same thing. And we
Is it
live in,
actually a challenge,
yes,
though?
huge.
Huge
We live
challenge.
in
What
a
do you
world,
mean?
no, I'll tell you a big nakuda in it is that we live in a world where a lot of this world is about how we present ourselves. And
Yeah.
I'm sure you know this very well. If
Especially for
you
girls.
decide you're going to change your yarmulke one day, everybody notices and everybody comments. So,
Yeah.
and that's like a
Yeah,
little
yeah.
thing. Like, what does that even mean? You wear a different shirt, you wear a different whatever. Like, everybody notices all the superficial things.
It's a
And so
fair.
everything is so, and so nobody, people don't want to get, no, people get a haircut and they wear a hat for a week. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
No, I do get
I
you
couldn't get a
sad.
bus card because my parents told me I shouldn't do it. It's very strange. It's like whatever. We could
Okay.
about to drive about to
But yeah, it's all part of a big picture that we are very aware of our how we present ourselves, and we're very aware that other people are paying attention to how we present ourselves. And then there's a question of identification and making a statement and all kinds of
Well, I
things.
feel like it matters a lot for girls too.
Yeah.
It's like, has it always been this way, or is it recently with the actual push on physicality?
No, I think it's worse than it ever was.
There's always been too
I think
accepting.
that there's a lot of reasons why it's worse than it ever was.
Social media.
I mean, that's one
You want
factor
to
in
see
many,
that
many
figure.
others. I think it's complicated. I think it has to do with, some things are as simple as the fact that the clothing are produced in a way that they never were. I mean, think about it.
Yeah,
People used to make
that
their own clothes, and
You
everybody was
did?
wearing like whatever
You
mommy
did?
made me. Of course.
Like the seamstress? Oh, see, now the mass produced in China, so therefore it's.
And so that became so many types are available, so many styles are available, and
Right.
everybody chooses a style. And then there's the idea that people live differently than they used to. Everyone used to live in the shtetl, and the shtetl, everybody more or less did the same thing. And
Yeah.
there's many, many factors beyond all of the contemporary ones that really speak to why it's seen as a much bigger issue than ever was. Yeah.
Yeah, it's something, yeah. So, it's definitely also, interesting to be thought. It's tough as a guy to speak about it. You can give like a lecture to girls about that's it's very awkward and like, well, what do you know? I have a sister who's battling through it.
Right.
My mom also and I and back in the day I had female friends back in the good days when I had female friends and so
Never try to convince somebody. You can
battling
relate
through
to
it.
them because you know somebody else
Anyway, no,
that has their
so
issue.
they told me they wear these clothing not to be attracted to others, but so they themselves could feel pretty.
Yeah, sometimes
It's
that's all.
about, it's a person, it's more, it's a
It's a
personal
lot,
thing, but it's an external thing.
I think
One time I told
it's a
someone
lot of
just to
factors.
wear a skirt to like
so she can attract religious guys. Is that crazy?
No, it makes total sense.
No, there's definitely
I
a truth
said
to
wear a
that.
skirt, and that way, like, then you can
It
like
depends on the
open
woman.
yourself up to a new demographic.
Okay, so I just
Mr.
want to say one thing before we start,
Not like
that
Rick Mysterious.
Rav Shechter has a beautiful word that he likes to say, which is, and I think I mentioned it in Shir before, that a Kaddish Baruch Hu does not like to reveal himself. There is no greater tsanua personality than Hashem. You hear the word? Hashem works behind the scenes to do everything that he does. And from very rare occasion, from time to time, does he reveal himself to some degree? And then there's a nice galui, and we see the behavior of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. But a Kaddish Baruch Hu himself, we never see. So that's, says Rav Shechter, even though you don't find this in the Chazal, Rav Shechter says that's also part of what it means to imitate Hashem, to be like Hashem, is to be able to engage the world in a very tsanua way. So men are stuck. Because the Kaddish Baruch Hu wants certain things to happen in the world that require a person to be revealed at the forefront, out in the street, so to speak. But so we're stuck, and you got to be sure somebody's got to be the shaliach tzibur. But women have the ability, in a lot of ways, to be able to be more like a Kaddish Baruch Hu, and they don't have to have that sacrifice that men have to sacrifice. There's a very interesting angle on it, and I always thought that was a very special idea. Okay, but let's see what Rav Chaim says. Amru, Chazal tell us the Medrash. Wow, a really pretty amazing statement. There's nothing more precious. Nothing more precious before HaKadosh Baruch Hu from Tznius. Yeah, Samak, which is a sefer of mitzvahs ketanos, a very early sefer on organization of mitzvos. Mona Tznius mitzvahs aseh. Actually counts Tznius as a mitzvahs aseh, which is perhaps a little surprising. Because
Wow.
where do you find a pasuk that speaks about Tznius? A bit, but okay, but he's complicated what he counts and how he and whatever. So it's a whole sugya over there, what this fucking counts. Obviously, specifically when it comes to women, Chazal really warned us a lot or spoke about it a lot. But let's just say out from the forefront that even though, in terms of the classic expressions of tznius, it's more applicable in a lot of ways to women, but at the same time, the concept is just as applicable to men. And while he's going to focus very much over here as it's applied to women, we need to remind ourselves that what it means to be tsanua applies equally to men, as Rav Shechter was pointing out, and that what it means for us and what it means for them is to try to do things in a way where we're not trying to get noticed. That's what it means, to try to do things in a way where we're trying not to get noticed, and to try to do things in a way where we're trying to make sure everybody knows it's me and everybody notices me, and
I feel like that's a big
that's a violation.
misconception also about
What?
tznius.
That what?
It's not about like trying to not look attractive. It's about trying to not be noticed.
Right. Was one application, which is a very important
But
application,
do you
but
feel
there's
like sometimes
consequences.
it's if everyone's dressing one way and then you dress another way, you're gonna get noticed?
Exactly.
It's like where's Waldo?
Exactly. So if you go to a place where everybody's in a certain, dressing a certain way,
Like let's
and
say.
you don't, you're a
So I have a question.
certain
Really, this time.
breach.
Sometimes I want to kind of, I know that if I were to, let's say I'm in a place where I don't want kind of like people to see me, I would like put over my hoodie and kind of just like go like walk like that. Is that allowed? Like put over your hoodie,
Okay, yeah, okay.
or is the hoodie named that properly? But I have a
Depends on what
question.
you're trying to do and why and
So
whatever,
let's say you're
See,
like
I've seen
walking
better.
around Miami, and everyone there is wearing like all the girls that are wearing shorts, but you're a religious girl, hypothetically. And you're walking around like a long skirt and like long sleeves and
Well,
like a
that's a
whole
good
thing.
question. Sorry, is it a
So
violation
everyone's
of
gonna know. Yeah.
tznius to look conspicuously tzanua? So the answer is no, because when a person's doing the right thing, then that's not considered a violation of tznius. But to make a breach of something which is not the appropriate thing is where it is. But that's a very good question. I hear it. In other words, because everybody is going to notice, but it doesn't
Yeah.
mean you should do things not to know. You should try to figure out a way to, not so much, because there still is a value to it. But not in violation of the halacha. Which, by the way, just to spell out, because Rav Chaim is not over here, Mishnah Berurah writes that when there is what's called objective tznius and subjective tznius. Objective tznius means there's certain parts of the body that are objectively need to be covered, and there's subjective
Everyone agrees.
tznius.
Even society, everyone agrees that.
Okay, maybe I'm not so sure
Well,
anymore, but there
I
used to
mean,
be a time like that.
what is objective?
So
Like,
hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Let
what
me just spell it out, and then
happens?
I'll go into detail.
No, but
So
you,
the
well.
subjective tznius means that there's certain parts that are just subject to a minhag ha'makom. Okay, so objective tznius, says the Mishnah Berurah, is that everything on a woman. We're talking about a woman right now. than a woman, so she needs to cover her elbows and her knees.
I take my gloves.
See,
Listen, this
that's
is
exactly.
society
I
part.
wouldn't even say that's
I take my society
these
email.
days. I wouldn't
Right?
say that's objective.
I was
The
gonna say,
I thought
yeah.
you meant like genitalia.
Right, not everyone I think would agree to, but according to the halacha of objective safe, take a look at the Mishnah Berurah and halachas of Kriyat Shema, where it comes up. So that's what he writes, and it's just interesting. Okay, anyway, the idea that it should be a little bit below the knee, a little bit below the elbows, because that way, if a woman moves, it doesn't slide above.
Angled offense.
It right, And then there's this idea that
I just want to play in sex.
you
We're
find
a
this
good kid.
idea, unfortunately, in a lot of the modern Orthodox schools, approaching the knee, approaching the elbow is sufficient. That seems to be based on this misunderstood tshuva from Rav Moshe, which is when Rav Moshe has this idea that if a woman is covering her hair and less than a tefach is showing, so then that's not considered to be a problem for Kriyat Shema, right? In other
So, like,
words,
how far? So, like, if you do that with your knees and elbow
there's
too?
a halacha tefach b'isha erva, that if there's a tefach of a woman, part of her body is normally covered or supposed to be covered is visible, so you're not allowed to say Kriyat Shema there. Right, that's where all these halachas are found. It's a halacha in Kriyat Shema. So you're not allowed to say Kriyat Shema, the tefach is. What if it's less than a tefach? Okay, then you're allowed to say Kriyat Shema.
Just to do if it's this
How much
much,
tefach do you
yeah.
have?
Like
Like that?
if it fits, so if it's this,
Fist
if
size.
your skirt goes to here, I'd say it's much more, yes.
So one would be allowed to say Kriyat Shema in that situation. Now the shaila becomes: does that mean that's a lechachila way to dress?
Also, but does that mean
Right,
that
those two things
applies
don't follow, right? In other words, the
this
idea
kid
is
singing
you're
Shuri
not
Shaker
allowed to be
Christmas?
like partially naked just because it's not considered being totally naked, right? So that's not okay. So that's a misunderstanding of the Torah from Moshe. Rav Moshe is just saying it would be mutter to say Kriyat Shema if that's the where you find yourself, but he was not trying to say that that's a lechachila, a woman should be dressed. So the idea that approaching the elbow is like a lechachila way to dress is, I believe, a complete misunderstanding. Okay, but in any case, that's objective, yes, and subjective means once that's covered, whether or not a woman has to wear, tights, leggings, nothing, all these kinds of things, anything that's below the knee, these are all things that are totally the minhag, and one should follow the minhag of the locale in which they find themselves, not just minhag of your family, but if you're in a place where that's considered a breach of sinus, yes, you
I
should
mean,
be aware of
but
that.
let's say your locale is like,
Scotland?
I don't know, like, I mean, it depends, right?
Yeah.
Like, saying like, but look, does it depend what community you're in, or like,
Again, go back to the idea of trying not to get noticed. Try to fit in. Try to be a person that is matching what other people are doing. That's the general gist. Okay, so it applies to men and women as well. But a lot of these details apply to women more for all these reasons. So he says like this. Chazal said, "V'yivin Hashem asat tzela," that when females were created, so Chava was created from Adam, and it says that Kadosh Baruch Hu built the woman from the rib of Adam. Hashem could have picked lots of bones to build Chava out of, right?
well, isn't
What's the
up?
pshat? Because they're just like extra ribs, like
Isn't
what?
rib or like the tail?
Could be a whole side. It could be they were back to back. There's a lot of different interpretations, but for this Gemara, this particular Chazal interprets it as a rib. And the question is, why particularly that place? Because Rebbe could have done it anyway. Why not like a fingernail? Why? What's going on with the tzela? Kadosh Baruch Hu delved into the issue of from where to create her. Adam, and he decided from a place that is sanua, that is hidden in Adam. In other words, the building of her source comes from a place that's incredibly sanua, from a very internal place. So okay, anyway, that may mean a lot of things as well. That may mean not just superficially that she has to behave bitzias. It may mean also that women are more internal and that women have a value internal. Like it may mean a lot more than that in a broader sense. But that's how we're explaining it right now. And this is interesting. Wow. And so the Medrash says on every single part of her body, every single limb that a Kadosh Baruch Hu created. I never would have thought. To hey isha tzanua, he says you should be a woman that is tzanua. Which is interesting,
I
right?
was
In other words,
like,
the idea that a Kadosh Baruch Hu, her source is an internal place. Okay, got it. There's a certain root of her that's rooted in Tzias. But a Kadosh Baruch Hu, when he created the liver, he says, okay, be a tzanua woman. When he created the arm, be a isha tzanua. Like, what? In other words, apparently, the Medrash is saying that a Kadosh Baruch Hu thinks, and not just in terms of the basis, but as it gets expressed and as she gets, developed and created and whatever, that every single element of her should express tznius. Well, very interesting comment of a myth.
So if that's true, then should a woman not be like dressing up like one of these Muslim people, like covering their whole face and just only showing their eyes or
So
whatever?
that's a great question. And again, that's
Okay.
not our minhag, right? That is not the minhag of Benosi Shal. So why would a
Well,
person do
if
that?
a woman is living in
Because
Arab
according to
town,
in Arab town, then we should save her. But let's say that
no,
if a
so
woman,
back then,
if
we're
it
about
was a
continuing
time that
to.
that was the norm, then that's the norm. That would be part of minhag amar. That
But
would be
according to like
required
every
according to
single
the
part
ikar
was made with
tznius.
siddur
Minhag.
or whatever, then wouldn't you want to be sneezed for?
Okay, again, if that is the minhag amakom, right, that
No,
everybody
that's not that.
does.
He's saying we just read that every single part of your body is technically made with sneezes, right? Therefore, shouldn't it be properly covered? Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Would depend on what's considered to be tznius in that thing, you
We
know.
say everything is sneezes. We just said every part is sneezes. We just read
But
that.
sneeze can sometimes mean to make sure that you're not noticed and not standing out and not
So how do
whatever.
you? All right, fine. So let's say your hand has a big mole right here. Do you cover it then?
When does
Because,
that? Oh, because
huh?
it'll be noticed?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Okay,
Oh,
fine.
and
So.
every part of your body, including your hands, are made of glass. It's for sealed. So it must be that.
Okay.
I'm just saying. I'm just. Sorry.
I don't know.
No.
So, okay, but that's the marriage. For Amru, Yafa, he had tznius. Very beautiful is the concept of tznius. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Navi tells us that one should walk with tznius with Hashem. Right? Because it doesn't mean
And probably
to cover yourself in front of Hashem. Like, I mean, maybe it
like all times that we
includes
do.
that, but it's a much broader concept of to just be a modest person that's always walking with a Kaddish Baruch and doing a Kaddish Baruch's will without having to be, you know, I'm walking with Hashem. When you're walking with Hashem, you're not standing out. You know what I mean? You're squirting Hashem. So you're fading into the background and you're making sure that everybody knows that Hashem is the one that's important over here. So that's a very broad concept. That the kavod of a bas melech, of a Jewish woman is penima, is in the internals, not in the externals. Any woman that behaves in a tzinnias way, even if she comes from a non-Kohanic Shevet, she's a regular Yisrael, it's appropriate that she should marry a Kohen, Betami Kohanim Gedolim, and produce Kohanim Gedolim. You know, which is a very interesting statement for us to try to digest nowadays, because we don't really think of things like this. But the Kohanim were like a higher class in Klal Yisrael. And so for a person that wasn't part of that higher class, you know, like not so posh, you're going to marry into the Kohanic dynasty. But the idea is that if a woman behaves like a bas melech, that's part of tznius, is that she presents herself as regal. So such a person deserves to be part of the regal family of Klal Yisrael. That the bracha is that your wife should be like a very fruitful vine, and in the yard kisei veisecha, and where she is, even though she's producing fruit and she's doing amazing things and producing, but the way she's doing it is from the inside parts of the home, like the yerech is like the thigh of the house, the inside parts of the house. As long as she's behaving in a way that's very tzanuah, so she'll hopefully be zocha to produce children that are very involved in Tarsha Baal Peh. Yeah.
Question. In Jewish communities, the men are the ones who are learning it all day, and the women are the ones who are working. Right? We're now reading that women should be the house, not working.
So all the practical questions, like jot down in a piece of paper, and we'll talk about it. Let's talk about it at the end. Let's get through what Rav Chaim says, and then we'll discuss all the other topics.
Because right now, a lot of women go to work and
Yeah,
the women
I want
learn.
to talk about it because we'll see in a minute.
And
We'll see in a
it's not
minute.
welcome. Not
We'll
everyone works, it seems like.
we'll see some comments over
Which I
here
don't have that
that could
knowledge.
be seemingly totally against that, but let's get through it, and then we'll talk about it at the end. But Bali Mishnah is also interesting because in a certain sense, the Tarsha B'Tzav is the external part of the Torah. And the Bali Mishnah is the internal part of the understanding of it, so that it really makes a lot of sense. Meeting. But Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu bara se'isha min hatzela, back to the idea that Hashem created a woman from the man's rib. It's like also she should be tzanuah and yosheves babayis is the lashon of this chazal, you know, dwelling in the house. Which like how do you right like you're how do you and listen to the next one. For Amar the Zohar Kadosh says, "Kol zman de'itza be'erek, as long as a woman is in the internal parts of her home, v'loy nafka levar, and she doesn't go out, hey, he tzanua, she is tzanua, v'ischaze la'elada binin de kashin, and she'll be able to produce kosher children."
So she's working right now. She's not gonna be with her
Yeah,
children.
so what does that mean? So I guess
Everyone, girl, woman works now. So what does that mean?
I don't want to sound apologetic, but I think that in the world we live in, so there that has to be balanced in a way that it means it. In other words, that there is a certain breeciousness that is considered to be going out, and a certain things that are not going
Like,
out. So
you don't want your
imagine.
wife going out to some like random party.
That's an
That's not better.
extreme.
Well, you know,
Let's make things very practical, right? I mean, you have to go shopping. Yeah. Now, if you want to like be an extremist, you could say do online shopping, right? That would be pretty
that's
extreme.
extreme.
Now, on a practical level, a normal level, I don't know if you've noticed this. Sometimes you go shopping, and there are women that dress up to go shopping.
Well, it's like fun for them to find sales up,
Like they look like they're going to a wedding, and they're really just going shopping, right? No,
That's so bad.
that's not Yarkaseh Vaizacha, right? That's not, but does she have to stay home and shop online? I don't think so. That's not normal. That's not normal. But at the same time, you have to have a sense of like, well, am I trying to like get noticed at the store? It's a
Like
little weird.
maybe though.
So like maybe, yeah. Anyway, but I think that we need to take this and apply it. So back in the day when Azaria was written, this was a possibility. There were women that were not going to the market. The men would go to the market, and the women would stay home. So the Zohar Kodesh can say for a woman to leave her house is a violation of tzis. Now we just have to
But there
figure
are
out
things
what that would
that
apply to.
but
It's not,
honestly,
let's say,
maybe you
even
get a
just
letter
not
out twice a month,
Christian.
home practice, right? But there are obviously a letter out twice a month.
Right.
He's
Because
a rebel.
Rambam lived in a very
Except for
Arab place,
Shalom, letter out.
Egypt, and it was a very different reality. So if you're living in a world like that, okay. But anyway, I think the point is that I think we're justified in saying that the Zohar in its application, it does not exactly apply the same way as Manazeh, but the concept certainly would. That for a woman to present herself in a certain way in certain places, which isn't necessary, is a breach of sneis. But on the other hand, to do normal things, to be a normal person, and not dress or behave in a way that's a violation of sneis is normal and acceptable, and that's great. She'll have Mirtasha, beautiful children. Gidugli Torah. And by the way, this praise is a praise of all of the Nashim Tzidkaniyos. It's not. I don't want to say necessarily. It's like it's expected, but this is like if you want to know if this woman is one of the Tzidkaniyos, this is gonna be there. This is gonna be one of the traits out there. She's not gonna be this great tzaddikas and not sanua. In fact, he doesn't mention this, but there's a whole discussion about Devorah. You know who Devorah was? Remember, she was a female shofetes.
Yeah, how is that possible?
How's that possible? So Tosfos asks this, and Tosfos deals with it. A few possibilities on how she might have spoken to men. Was it from behind curtains? Was it in ways where other people were at
Like
Galia?
Wizard of Oz kind of stuff?
Yeah, I mean, no, how did she do it in a way that was Sanua? Because it's a Dvar Pashut that she must have been doing it in a way that was Sanua. So how exactly did she accomplish it? But that's taken for granted because, of course, because she was diverse, an incredible tzaddikas and a Nevi'ah. So obviously she was presenting herself to Tzias. The only question is how did she do it? Taken for granted. Gabi Sarah, of course, everybody knows Sarah Imenu, that when the Malachim say to Avram Avinu, the dots, this is the dots, yeah? Ayei Sarah Ishtecha, and the dots are on Ayo, because they asked her about him as well. But Ayei Sarah Ishtecha, the Pashut Pshat in the Pasuk, is that where is Sarah, your wife? What do you mean, where is Sarah, my wife? Like, what kind of question is that, right? So they wanted Avram Avinu to realize that she's incredibly tzanuah. She wasn't out serving the food, she wasn't out doing it, she remained in the tent. And she prepared things. And even though it's her food, and of course, I'm sure she wanted to hear the compliments and she wants to see the people enjoying her food. I mean, that's big, right? Can you imagine making a whole meal and not even be able to sit at the table and watch people say, enjoy it and smile and like.
Yeah, it must suck.
But that was a tznius that she had. Maybe she had a hole that she could peek out and see if they're enjoying it. I don't know. But the Malachim wanted Avraham Avinu to appreciate how tzanuah she was. And that's why they asked him where Sarah is so that he would respond, she is in the tent. The Gabi Rachel Amru, by Rachel also. And again, by Rachel, we do not find the Psukim saying that she was incredibly tzanuah in some external way that she dressed. We don't find that by Rachel. What do we find by Rachel? We find by Rachel that her tznius was in the way that she made sure to stay in the background, that she made sure Leah knew the simanim so she wouldn't be embarrassed. Yeah? This is the other type of tznius, the fundamental form of tznius, where she was doing things where she was losing out, but she was making sure that other people would be taken care of. So she married a king. Shaul HaMelech came from her, from Shevet Binyamin, right? All the other kings from what Shevet?
Yeah.
Yehuda,
Who?
right? Binyamin was the first king. That was Shaul. But after that, they're all from Yehuda. Lo Yosef Shevet mi Yehuda. Except for those exceptions when on Nevi'im said and other things happened.
There's
So that was
another
Malchus
question
Yisrael.
about Rivka and Leah and Rachel. Why does Leah get Yehuda, but Rachel gets only one Binyamin? Rachel is really the chosen one of Yaakov. And Mashiach ben David is more
Okay, so these are questions I'm not going to attack right now. All right,
it's
we're
Rachel.
doing a Chazir Sheref, so we're not doing a Parsha. I have to come back to another time. It's a good question. It's a very good question. And by the way, that Rachel, who you were pointing out, right? Wasn't she the one that was Yaakov Avinu's like ideal? Like it was Akeres Habayis. That's the one he wanted to marry, and Leah was, so to speak, a second thought
Second.
because he got tricked.
Stop a second.
And but Mamela, what happens, of course, is that the firstborn is Reuven.
Yeah.
But it should have been from Rachel, theoretically, right?
Oh, yeah.
So Vehechzi Allah, Kaddish Baruch Hu Bechira, you should know that a Kaddish Baruch Hu returned the Bechira to Rachel. Because Yosef got a double portion of Ephraim and Manasseh. And Yosef is from Rachel.
Rafa.
We got by Tamar Amru. Moving on. By Tamar, if you remember the story about that it says that she was the one that got Yehuda to get her pregnant. Remember? That the both of his boys died. And so she was waiting for Shelah, the third son, to do Yibum. And Yehuda was not giving him to her. So she dressed up as a Zona. And she got Yehuda. Yeah, and that's how she got pregnant.
She
And
like
the
one in his tent, right?
No, so the Pasuk says that he didn't know who she was, and that's why he slept with her. Why did he not know who she was? Because she covered her face. So the Gemara says, all Zonos cover their faces? He didn't know who she was because all the Zonos covered their faces? It doesn't sound like that's the way it goes. So the Gemara says, no, it's the opposite. It's that he saw her dressed up as a Zona without covering her face, but didn't recognize her. Why did he not recognize her? Because she covered her face. What do you
Normally.
mean? All the other times, right? That whenever she was at least around him or around men or whatever the case may be, I don't know the details, the Gemara doesn't say, but whatever it was, when he never saw her face, she was always covered whenever she was around him. So he didn't know
He
what she
didn't
looked
know
like.
she looked like.
Nope. Because he was a father-in-law. Why should he know? It's a difference. His son, the boys, the husbands would know. Kol kala she tzinu beis chamia, and therefore the Gemara says that any kala who is sanua in her father-in-law's house, zechu yatzim imenu malachim nevi'im, so she will merit that will come from her kings and prophets. The Gavirus Amru, then Boaz. Well, of course, this is double. We're talking about Mashiach now, right? No, the production of Mashiach. Like, all of these are Mashiach, by the way, in one way or another. But right? What? Who do you have? You have Mashiach and Yosef, right? That's the Tzias and Rachel. You have what's on the idea of Tamar. Tamar, of course, is Mashiach. Yeah. No, Mashiach, I'm
He
sorry.
does not see us either.
She only had kids because of her tzniyas. It
And
led to
you're
her being
talking
able to
about
have kids,
making
and those kids were the
how is
predecessors of
being
Mashiach.
positive is
So that was her way of trying to Yehuda and finishing Yibum. Well, I actually thought that was a recursing question.
is
That
that
was
worth
all
it? Is
fascinating
that
questions.
doing the
Apparently.
verity of Mitzvah?
Take a look at the
I'm gonna steal
Malvin.
money so I can buy a little. Is that a Mitzvah?
Okay, we're not going there right now, but it's a whole sukkah. Again, so here, Chazal is saying that by Rus, this is more in Shabbos, that Boaz produced Yishai ultimately with Rus and led to David HaMelech. And all of that, why did Boaz decide he was going to pay any attention to Rus when she showed up in his field? She was some poor woman. There's probably lots of them. But for this one, he paid attention to. Why? Because he saw some inyan of tznius about her, and he noticed that she must be a very special person, and that's what drew him to her. And he took care of her because of that. And then he found out who she was related to, and one thing led to another, and eventually Mashiach came. We got a Kimchis. So it's a famous Gemara. When it comes to the issue of married women covering their hair, so there's a famous Gemara about Kimchis. Kimchis was a woman that apparently always kept her hair covered, even at home. She always, always, always kept her hair covered. So they asked her, wow, you had the zechus of having seven kohanim come from you. Seven, maybe kohanim gedolim come from you. So seven kohanim gedolim, I think. So they say, how did that, yeah, kohanim gedolim. We'll see in a second. How did that happen? So she said, because I always kept my hair covered when I was at home. Me and I, from all of my days, low cutters, basically, the walls of my house never saw Cyrus Roshi, the hairs on my head. She had seven sons, and every single one of them, Shimshu Gedula, had an opportunity to be the Kohen Gadol. Everybody asked that question, how could that be? How could you have more than one Kohen Gadol? No, but I think the answer is Pasha, is that There were times when a Kohen Gadol became puzzled to do the Avodah for one reason or another, and they needed a backup or they needed someone else to step in, and he had become the Kohen Gadol, and then, you know. Anyway, V'amru, Kamatznoa Yishazot, how is this woman? Shalahikir ba Bala. So there was a Maaseh Shai, the Gemara is talking about, where, I don't know how it happened exactly, but there was a woman and she had some kind of, you know, deformity or something like that. And so, I don't know, because of a Shaila or whatever the case may be, so a certain Rav found out about it. And he praised her because apparently her husband never knew about it. She kept herself so tsanua when she was with him in such a way.
Okay, that's an issue.
That's an issue.
You gotta tell your husband these things. You can't
If it's
just.
something that he's going to notice 100%.
What if you have, let's say, cancer? Chas v'shalom, should have anyone, and he doesn't want to tell him because, you know, he won't notice. That's
So,
different,
you know, it's like
right? So
this. There are certain things that
is
if a
this like
person would know,
physical?
then he would not marry her, right? Shouldn't the person would know he
No,
would not marry her.
you're
And there are
close.
certain things, there's
Close.
certain things that, like, if you know, you know, you'd be willing to do it, but it's not necessarily something that's so
Right.
beautiful
So
to
I'm
you.
just saying
So
that.
this is the type of thing that if he would have noticed, then maybe he would have turned him off or something like that. But it's not the type of thing that he wouldn't have married her.
So why didn't you tell her then?
What?
Right? There shouldn't be. Why didn't you tell her? Well, he should have told, then she should have told him. It could have hurt. You know the story with the girl with the peg leg, right? And the man didn't know she had a wooden leg until like after the marriage. He's like, well, you didn't tell me this, and so they had divorced right after. Actually, he wanted a divorce.
I'm saying if it's a type of thing that a person, you know, she, what, it's a serious deformity, so you can't get married like that. You have to be honest, you know, you can't do that. But obviously, we're talking about the type of thing that it's the type of
So,
thing that would have turned him off, and not the type of thing that.
should there be secrets between Aaron and his wife, like that they don't share?
Sometimes it's not necessary always to say every single thing. You know, imagine that you did something really
You
stupid.
can't share my life, then, when it's
You
not.
feel bad about it. You did something stupid, right? And if you tell her, she's going
Right.
to lose a little bit of respect for you. But it's not the type of thing she needs to know because she's never going to find out. And it's not a idea. What's the
No, this is
difference?
your
You
wife.
feel
You
you messed up
gotta
that
do it
day.
together. He's your wife. That's
It's
just.
not, it's unfortunate. It's important. You know, there's certain things that if you tell somebody, they'll be disappointed and you shouldn't tell them. Okay. We got Amru. And the Gemara Shabbos says, to have it's the asan. That a woman should even be tanua, even in the, whenever they're in the face of men. Certainly, if they're among men, they have to be very careful about this. That, you know, why women have jewelry? So that they should dress up for their husbands. This is like, it's a big topic. I was reading, my wife was at a Kala teacher conference recently, and so they gave out a certain sefer, so I was perusing it. And over there, it was talking about perfume. And it said, you should save your perfume for the days that you're Tahora, and you can be with your husband, and it's just for you and your husband. But to be wearing it outside and getting attention from all the men is not the way to go. Same type of thing, that for a woman to dress up, she should dress up for her husband and make herself look beautiful for her husband, and not dress up to go shopping and then
So
show
she
up
dressed
and look.
up.
I want to be comfortable at home.
So
So she comes home. Listen, it's fair to be comfortable. But the point is that there have to be certain times when a wife is presenting herself to her husband, and when he and she's presenting herself for him, and he looks at her, she's like, wow, you're beautiful. And if the only time she does that is when she goes to the store or she goes to a wedding and it's obviously not for him,
she's dressed up
here.
for it at the home, and then dress just a when she's going out
No.
at a wedding. You
No,
don't you at a wedding. She looks at a wedding. You don't look like a schlob, right?
no. We'll see in a minute that they're what we'll see in a minute.
If you go to wedding, what do you
We'll see
do?
that woman. We'll see in a minute.
So
We'll
if you go
encounter.
to wedding,
Hold
what
on a
do you
second.
do?
We'll encounter that woman in a minute in his sources, but that's not normal. That and I don't think most men would appreciate that. I think most men would appreciate that when a person encounters his you know,
Beautiful.
his wife, that a person looks and he feels special because his wife looks good, not Sanua, but that she looks like a princess and he wants to know, like, I'm married to a princess. I think that's important, right? That's outside out. But the point here is that if a man feels that his wife never dresses up for him, she only dresses up for other people, that doesn't go well. So she should make sure that
I
she
hear.
has a special perfume, she has special jewelry, she should look for opportunities to dress it up for him. You know, and it's not so complicated. You know, let's say there aren't guests, it's just, you know, the family. And so it's Friday night. So why can't she dress up and look beautiful just for him?
Well, doesn't she
She's
want to go
worth
to
it.
school and stuff? Like,
Totally
isn't other
worth it.
people going to see her?
No, maybe she doesn't go to shul, you know. Not all women go to shul. In any case, look for opportunities.
So you put
Yerushalmi.
her whole dress in the house just for him?
But how special would the husband feel? This is your case that you were talking the ex because you're an extremist.
Excuse thank you.
Katahava. There's a certain city that was, I don't know, it was when he would go to the mountains to work or whatever he did. Itza lovsha man in tzayin and she would dress in dirty shmatas when he wasn't around. So no other man would pay any attention to her because she looked nasty.
Interesting.
Now, I'm not recommending this practice. So we cut all ailment to her. So when he would come back from his work from the mountains, whatever, he loved Shaman in the camp. She would dress her, I shouldn't say beautiful clothes, but if she dressed her clean clothes. So that he wouldn't pay attention to any other women.
Oh, see, I see. What by beautifully mean like nice dresses or like tight fit dresses?
Anything which is not bitsanua should only be worn during the privacy between the two of
Well,
them.
she wants to say dress up for husbands, purely.
Again, we have to be careful
Could
because
she
what's the
just dress them
situation?
up in insinuous ways?
There are times when that is totally appropriate and what should be done, but you just have to be careful. That's not at the Shabbos table. You know what I'm saying? That.
But this husband just not for her husband wouldn't apply the Shabbos table either. The Shabbos table, you have guests, you have kids, you whatever.
No,
This husband just
I'll
not
give
for the
you a
husband.
case. The case is there are no guests. It's just the husband, the wife, and their children, and having a beautiful
Like,
Friday
well,
night,
you want to just look like
having a beautiful Shabbos night
your
meal.
kids, like, you want just look like that either from your kids.
No, so she says, I'm gonna dress up beautifully for Shabbos tonight. In my, I know my husband loves this dress, and I know he loves me when I wear this and this and this and this. And so she chooses all those things for that Friday night meal. And when he comes home from shul, he sees his beautiful wife dressed like a princess, and I mean, come on, right? And he loves her. Because she did it for him.
I see, but not. That doesn't mean
And then when it's bedroom time, whatever, so if you dress
she.
in a way that's attractive to him in a different way, then that's totally appropriate. But what she did, and you find this in a few times, a few different places in Chazal, where you find that Abba Chilkiah, also similar to this. But in any case, that when the woman, she would dress up so that he would find her attractive, which what do I need to go looking at anyone else for? Is that already okay? And this is such an important thing that is a crazy gemara that there was a big tzaddik named Rabbi Yossi who was from Yokra. So it's not Rabbi Yossi that you find in other
So, but did the
places.
answer get support? Was she correct or no? And she just said like a schlub for everyone.
Okay, so that was an extreme, and the question is, he has to appreciate that. If he doesn't appreciate
At a
that,
wedding, I don't want my wife to look like a hag on her dress
right?
up.
Well, whenever he was with her, that's not how she dressed.
But not with her. It's
If
all
people find out
respect.
about it and it's like
It's
a
like
reputation,
respect.
I
You
don't
about
think it's
yourself.
gonna go so well. But I think, but that
How?
concept you understand.
If I'm with my wife, I'm not just with my wife as a hat because I have self-respect.
No, when she was with him, she didn't do that. When he was not
Even
around.
though I'm not with my wife, let's say, for me personally, if I'm with my wife, I would still wear a suit to a meeting
Right.
and not wear ripped jeans. Why? I don't want to just look a hat. I want to look good no matter what.
Right. So her identity was not in any way other than that she was his wife.
I said her identity revolves around him.
Yeah.
I don't.
Correct. Now,
There's
again,
more to
it's
the
a
rule
unique.
than that thing.
Right, this is not a rule.
You
This is a concept.
should be able. You shouldn't have to need your wife. It should be like that.
Wait, what?
I don't know. If it feels like your husband, your sole identity is not your husband. You have other things happening in the world as
No,
well.
hers was only her husband.
What?
Hers was only her husband.
I feel like I don't know if that's the ideal. That means you rely on too
That
much,
depends.
which fosters a healthy relationship, which fosters too much of reliance and vulnerability, which fosters divorce. If you rely only on your
That's
spouse for happiness
a separate.
and for approval and for that,
Okay.
it's
It's
such a way for
a fair
disaster.
conversation. It's a fair conversation. It depends on a lot of
It means
factors.
your sense of worth comes from your husband only, and therefore, if something's wrong with that, you feel like your life is over, and
I
when you
can
should
see how
be.
that could be very negative, yeah.
Exactly, leads to a cloud divorce.
But I can also see how that could be a very positive thing, and it depends on the relationship, and it depends on
I just, to me, it's just, if you're, let's say, a wife, and the wife is going to she's working, right? She's just professionally. She shouldn't dress like a hobo because I'm not in her presence. She has a sense of self-worth.
I think it's a unique situation. I think
What?
I think you have to understand the relationship that they had and what's going on.
That's
But the
nice.
concept,
But why is he crazed?
Because Yosef
because you share the idea. You
loves
share the
telling
idea.
over dreams to his
Okay.
brothers.
You're not with us. So Rabbi
Is he a
Yosef ben
question?
Yochres, so he it was a
Not a
crazy, this is a
question.
crazy matzav. There was a
Unbelievable. Which one else?
he apparently had a very beautiful daughter, Rabbi
Yes.
Yosef from Yochres.
Okay. Damn,
And
too bad. I was away then.
then he, always insisted that she behave b'tznius, which she did. But then he found like a peeping Tom. The guy was like peeking at her through the fence, or whatever.
Damn.
And he was like, "What are you doing?"
Taking
And
Tom.
the guy's like, "Well, listen, I'm never gonna be able to marry her, but I should at least be able to see her." And he was so offended, he didn't want to kill the guy because he understood the guy's a Yetzirah, but he felt that his daughter was like a stumbling block for a man. And I don't want to tell you what he did. You know what he did? He
He killed her.
basically davened Hashem that she should die.
No way. You can't. What the? I'm sorry. Is he praised also for sinus? Is
I don't know. It's a crazy
he also
Gemara.
praised
I
for
want you to
sinus?
look it up.
Why?
Titus, Titus, Chav Daled. Oh my God.
Why is he
Nope.
quoting?
That's it.
Why is
Titus,
why is
Chav
the
Daled.
Rebbe quoting the Gemara as a proof
Because
of
the
a
Gemara
mitzvah?
is trying to show us how it could be true that a
In
woman can
essence,
mamash be a stumbling block, and his personal
she wants to die. She gave that
submission,
gift. Doesn't mean
we
she
are not gonna
died.
go with
Should have
exactly.
gave her that gift. What?
That's the way we roll. But this Gemara said that he felt it was such a tragedy that okay. It's
How
fascinating.
about kill
Okay.
the pervert instead? I
I
don't
know that's not what I've done.
know.
The Chachamim commanded that a woman should be tzanua in her. This is on a list of things where they commanded the husband a whole bunch of things, they commanded the wife a whole bunch of things, and Rav Kahana holds that everybody needs to go over this many times when you're married. All of the responsibilities that a man has told the woman, the husband needs to go over those, and the woman should go over the ones that are responsibility of the wife's husband, but not vice versa. The husbands are not supposed to look at the responsibilities of the wife, and the wife is not supposed to look at the responsibilities of the husband, right? Stay in your lane and look at your responsibilities, not the other person's. But in any case, one of them is that they commanded the woman that she should be tzanua in her home. And stay away from things that are ugly. So this is how Ruchaim
What does
finishes.
that poison mean?
Well, anything that could be understood as an indecent way of behaving.
In their house, though?
Anyway, in the
Oh,
house, outside the
when you're
house,
alone
whatever it
with your
is.
wife in your house?
No, I'm saying anything which is between the two of them, but that's a different story. But to behave in a way where each one looks at the other one with a tremendous amount of respect and affection and love, and not to do anything that would take away from that.
She had to be a fool.
That's what I say before. Sometimes there are things that you shouldn't say to your wife or your husband, because if it's gonna make them look at you like really, then don't say it.
But why can't you just sometimes express how you feel?
You can
Yeah, they're supposed to be
you can
they're
and
doing
you
to a
should. I'm just
psychologist.
saying sometimes people do
What if
things.
how you feel sometimes isn't always like the most like
Shit thing. Husbands and wives need each other, We need each other, and we express ourselves, and we reveal ourselves, and we expose ourselves, and that's important because that's what creates very good, healthy, trusting relationships. The only but I'm saying is that there might be a time where like you did something that was like really dumb. So go tell your friend that you're an idiot, but don't tell your wife you're an idiot. You know what I'm saying? If
Yeah.
you need her support, okay, then you should say like, I've struggled with this. Can you help me out? That's beautiful. But sometimes, you just did something stupid, and you just want to tell somebody you did something stupid to get it off your
You sound like
chest. Don't tell your wife. Tell somebody else.
Yeah, hit your boy.
Exactly. Anyway, so he just finishes by saying like this, that Ba'avonoseinu HaRabim, in our unfortunately many great sins today, the door, our generation is very breached. Like with all the walls, all the boundaries have been breached. And many, many women are all just, dressing up in all kinds of ways. For her beations of Deborah and Rabin, there's a lot to say about this in our many sins. The Ashrei Mish and his Heres Pazeh, very rich, like rich chocolate, is a person that is careful about this. And speaking to women, don't look at your friends. The Kol Shekein Al HaPrusos, certainly don't look at the Prutos. So whatever extent you're able to dress in a way that's Tzanua, Tizke B'Yoser, so to that extent, you also have Banim Tzadikim, your husband will be zochet to all kinds of things. Hopefully, lots of parnasa, right? That she will establish a beautiful home, home of glory and tiferes. So you should just know that there are a lot of stories like at the end of here, but it just you should just know that a lot of times when Reb Chaim was approached and asked, you know, there's a tragedy, there's a difficult situation happening in Klal Yisrael, this and the other thing, like what should we do? So of course he always says daven. And then they said, but if it's what should the women strengthen? Give us something for women to focus on to strengthen. And he always said sneers. It was always sneers.
So it was a big rally I see now. I don't know who it is. Like some guy in the neighborhood, Meisharim, who always like whenever he goes on camera, his wife's like does some sort of plea or this or that. His wife is always there with him.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Why not?
It's
It's a
yes.
security.
What's yes?
For it's yes, for okay, yeah.
Then should not
My
be.
wife was just at a college convention, right? A college teacher I was telling you about. So they were various rabbanim that spoke to them, and she told me she was paying attention to how many of them like looked at the women, how many of them like you know there's a certain Rav from Eretz Yisrael that never speaks to women, never. But they convinced him to speak to the college teachers because he's not speaking to women; he's speaking to the future of Klal Yisrael. Okay,
Right.
you know. So, but I think he was the one that always has his wife with him wherever he goes and wherever he speaks. So yeah, it's a